啊，所以它就是跟电影一样，它会有情节的，然后你会扮演其中一个角色的，所以它会有非常深入的这样细致的情节，我们可以说是 deep storylines, and we can also say thrilling storylines. Thrilling 就是 exciting, right? 就是会很激动人心的那样的情节设计，像 blockbusters from Hollywood, right?
Yeah, and that's why I think so many young people like to play these computer games. Because、mm-hmm. as we know,、in our study or in our work, we have a lot of pressure in the real world. So by playing these games, maybe people think it's a way to escape pressure. But、mm-hmm. of course, from other people's points of view, maybe they feel that people can become addicted to them.、
Mm, yes, that's true.It's like a double-edged sword. 所以对于、所有打游戏的这些同学来说呢，大家对他们的观点总是两面的。就是第一个，它可能会是帮助你 escape the stress from the real world， 让大家能够远离现实生活当中的这个 stress， 就是压力。但是同时呢， probably you will get a bit addicted to playing the games, right? Addicted, A-double-D-I-C-T-E-D.BGM, you mentioned the background music, so the abbreviation of that is BGM, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you'll often see on computer games and possibly on movies as well the three letters BGM, and that's、mm-hmm. referring to the background music.
So we can say emotional background music. In what kind of other collocations can we use here, you know, to match BGM?、Mm-hmm.
So we can say it's、very moving as well.
所以对于背景音乐呢，我们可以说就任何可以跟音乐搭配的词，比如说刚才 Alex 提到的 emotional 是这个很有感情的，让人就是情绪万千的那样的一种音乐。当然同时我们也可以用其他的词去表达说 background music， 就是比如我也可以说是不是可以说是thrilling background music or evocative。
Yeah, you can use it, you can say it's thrilling as well, because sometimes the action scenesThe music can become、very fast-paced, it becomes、mm-hmm. very quick, and of course that is very thrilling.
所以我们也可以说它是激动人心的。So how about the swordsman, I mean video games,、have you played any of them? 就是那些就武侠，中国武侠类的，我不知道那些名字记不太清楚，但是中国现在很流行那种武侠类的这种、我想可能是 RPG.Roleplay games.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do like those games. And I like them because of two reasons.、
Mm-hmm.
One is the special effects are、mm-hmm. very good in these games. So when you play them,、it really feels quite magical. And I really like the special effects in them. And the second reason is also the sound effects. 、mm-hmm. I think、many boys like to play these kind of games because you feel you are the character and they're using the sword. And of course, it's pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
The sound effects 、yeah. I like very much.
Okay, you like it too, right? So,
so all I can say is that、mm-hmm. when playing games, maybe boys and men, they just never grow up.
Yes, 所以就是大家在游戏当中是 Actually, I think we refuse to grow up in games, right?
Yeah.
我们是拒绝长大的，在游戏当中啊、因为大家觉得像这种武侠类的游戏里面真的有特别棒的这种 special effects， Alex 刚才提到 special effect 就特效那类的，或者是 you really love the sound effects in it， 就那种音效也是特别强的，所以 background musicIs also wonderful. They can be emotional or sometimes melancholy, right? And thrilling. 所以大家会比较喜欢武侠类的游戏 OK?、我们刚才说到了好几种游戏啊，所以我还是很好奇，就是我们一直在提到这个 addicted, 就是它太有趣了，它比书本和上课有趣很多，所以大家是 easy to get addicted to it, right? So what is your advice, Alex, for self-control on playing games?
Well, I think something that's very important to develop is time management. You need to set yourself limits.、
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, you can allow yourself a lot of time to play games at the weekends,、
mm-hmm.
but during the weekdays, you need to maybe set yourself a limit of about 1 hour. And I think also it's important that,、
mm-hmm.
that if you have to do a lot of important things, that you give priority to the important task first, such as completing your work or tidying up before you begin playing games.
Okay, very good advice, I think. So Alex mentioned, 刚才说到的是 time management, 就是你要有很好的这种时间管理能力，但是 how can you manage your time well? 但是怎么样呢？怎么样能具体的去管理自己的时间呢？ He mentioned that you need to set yourself limits.Set yourself limits, 就给自己设置一个时间的上限，就是 like how long you allow yourself to play the game in a day. 其次呢，就是说你要划分优先级，就是 give priority to things you're going to do in a day. Important things, 这是说我们要给那些事情更高的优先级。Give priority to other important things. Okay, so we've been through quite a few words.And sentences. 所以呢，大家其实如果你在学习雅思的话，我们刚才讲的所有的这些内容啊，很好的材料可以帮助大家去回答 part two 的一个题，就是童年时候你喜欢玩的游戏。那你玩的游戏当然可以是 video game, right? So, Alex, shall we just recap a bit for our students and audience? So you can ask me questions concerning the words we've just learned.
Okay. How many ways? My first question for you is to ask how many ways are there.To say the Chinese word 游戏
游戏 Okay, an electronic game. And also we can say video game, right?
Yeah,
就还可以叫 video game. 对，还可以叫，如果是手机的可以说 mobile video game.
Yeah, that's right. Well done. And my second question is, can you remember what are my favorite kinds of computer games?
It's called FPS.It stands for first person shooters. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. And also, I like to play RPGs as well.
RPG refers to role playing games. Please.
So, me and Julie have been talking for quite a long time now. We would like to hear from all of you. So, please, could you tell us what kind of computer or video games do you like to play?
Yes, and another question is, do you think the benefits of video games outweigh the negative effects, or do you think video games are more damaging? 你觉得这个玩电子游戏呢，它到底是好处多呢，还是坏处多？或者你认为玩电子游戏它根本就是有很多的坏处，那么这些坏处在哪呢？啰里吧嗦说了一堆，对，这就是我们要提的问题。OK， 非常欢迎你们发送音频或者文本，我们非常想要听到你们的声音。So see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.